Occupational Health 50th Anniversary Conference. My name is Gilles Parazis. I'm the chair of the department, and it's my pleasure to invite the Dean of the Faculty of Medicine, Dr. David Eidelman, to say a few welcoming remarks.
Merci, Gilles. Bonjour, tout le monde. Good morning. It's really a great pleasure for me to welcome you here today to this on this wonderful occasion, the 50th anniversary of one of our leading departments. Of course, when I come to these events, I'm always supposed to say that this is our best department. It is among our best. And it's a great pleasure to do so together with one of our great leaders, Gilles Parazis, the chair of this department. It is also a privilege for me to be here at the same time as this morning's moderator, Dr. Jean Rochon, who is currently a consultant in the Public Health Institute of Quebec, but many of us know him as a former ministre de la Santé et des Services Sociaux. He was former dean of the Université Laval School of Medicine, and is certainly one of a legendary name here in Quebec. But also all our panelists and speakers who've traveled from elsewhere in Canada, the U.S. and Europe, but also even as far away as Australia. I would like to also extend a warm welcome to our alumni who are reunited here at this conference, and I'm sure tonight's alumni dinner will be lots of fun. Je tiens au nom de l'Université McGill et sa faculté de médecine à saluer le département d'épidémiologie, de biostatistique et de santé au travail pour ses cinq décennies de réalisations formidables. Today, the department is home to a community of scientists engaged in inquiry that covers an enormous breadth. From what I know of the history of the department, it started off in fairly classical epidemiology, and today it goes from molecular and infectious disease epidemiology to public health and clinically applicable aspects of biostatistics, epidemiology, and occupational health. This fall, you know, the department continues to go from strength to strength, and this fall, with a generous gift from Boehringer Ingelheim Canada, we were able to celebrate the creation of a new chair in the department, which brings together the two worlds in the form of pharmacoepidemiology, a field of growing importance, and underscores the scope and breadth of this department's excellence. Je tiens notamment à féliciter le Dr. Paradis et son équipe d'avoir orchestré cette formidable conférence, qui est une occasion parfaite pour inciter les gens à parler de la santé publique et de l'épidémiologie. Pour le programme, ils ont judicieusement choisi des sujets qui ont été importants ces 50 dernières années et qui façonneront les 50 prochaines. Much has changed in the 50 years since the department was founded. It was first called the Department of Epidemiology and Health and was founded, as many of you know, with J.C. MacDonald as its inaugural chair. And now, some of you will know, we are at a kind of a crossroads in the Faculty of Medicine trying to see what the future is. Is this future as a department? Are we looking at something bigger than a department? And how do we bring together the excellence in this department with other related aspects of the faculty? Certainly, we have identified public health and its related subjects as a high priority for McGill. We recently completed a strategic research plan, and public and population health is a top priority, and we started to invest in it in an important way, even over and above what we've done historically. This in a context, for those who are from out of town, in which our health minister, Dr. Barrette, who had a slightly different style than Dr. Rochon, has decided to cause a revolution in our healthcare system, recently merging many different healthcare institutions, some in a logical and coherent way, some in less so. And I think this kind of context underscores the importance of the kind of work that's done in this department and in allied departments to be able to inform the choices that our politicians make and our society makes, as well as to move healthcare forward. And of course, here in Quebec, those who are from other places in Quebec, we have particular challenges that are relevant to this department and that relate to the demographic shifts that are coming in our population. Unlike some parts of North America and elsewhere, we haven't had as much immigration, and we increasingly have an aging population with demographics that resemble Japan more than they do California. And this creates challenges for us that we will have to deal with over the next 20 to 25 years that are for which we will count on the science in this department to be absolutely crucial in helping us to make the choices that we will have to make. In addition to that, this department excels in biostatistics and is internationally known for its excellence in that field. And as somebody who thinks numbers and data are keen cool and is keen on this area, I think we really will be turning to the biostatisticians here and to the next generations of biostatisticians that are trained here to help us in the era of what is now a cliche of big data. One of my hopes is that we're going to be able to bring together the expertise in this department with the excellence in big data that exists both in our genomics center and our neuroinformatics center, which are both strengths of this university. As you can hear, as a dean, I'm trying to send the message that I want my different departments to work together in an effective way. And I have to say that this department has distinguished itself through its interdisciplinarity and its bridges that it's built with other departments. I was a former chair of the Department of Medicine and had the privilege of collaborating very closely with this department on numerous programs. So I'm a big fan of the Department of Epidemiology, Biostatistics, and Occupational Health. I'm delighted to see that it's having a great anniversary, and I'm very excited about today's events. Unfortunately, as dean, I will have to run away and do something else for a while, but I plan to play hooky in the afternoon from one of my meetings and show up here and hear more. And so I wish you a great day, and I think the next session, in which we will hear from that group of people who possess all knowledge, a bunch of deans, will be particularly informative. And with that, I'll turn it over to Dr. Paradis. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, David, for these words. Let me, on behalf of the department, welcome everyone again, tell you how happy we are that you were all able to come and attend, participate in this 50th anniversary conference. 50 years is middle age. We're not, I don't think, going through a middle age crisis. But given the rich history of the department, we have been over the past year and a half, thinking collectively within the department about the future, where we are going and where we think the field should be going and where we should position ourselves in relation to the field. And this conference will help us both look at major areas of development, both methodological and substantive, in epidemiology, biostatistics, and occupational health, and the general area of public health as well. And it'll help us also reflect on our past, think about our future, and help us move forward our thinking about the place of the department, both in Canada and worldwide, in terms of epidemiology, biostatistics, occupational health, environmental health, public health, clinical epidemiology, and all these other areas of applications of the methods that that we are a strong representative of excellence worldwide. The department, as Dr. Eidelman was saying, was created in 1964 by Dr. Corbett MacDonald. There had been professors of public health at McGill before that, at least dating back to the late 19th century, who were mostly, I'm told, wasn't around at that time, I'm afraid, and involved in teaching medical students. But the graduate programs of the department really started to take hold in the late 1960s. And the early developments of the department focused on epidemiology and biostatistics and occupational health. strong recruitments in those years in the area of clinical epidemiology, the area of biostatistics under Dr. O'Season, and then Dr. Walter Spitzer, who developed areas of expertise in cancer epidemiology as well, recruitments, important recruitments in those areas as well. And I'm skipping very rapidly over to the last decade where, under the leadership of Dr. Fuhrer, much of the recruitment that occurred in the department focused, again, in epi and biostatistics, but quite interestingly, most of the recruits, if not the vast majority of the recruitments over the past decade, came from individuals who had been trained in schools of public health, either in epi, biostat, and so on. And this has changed the flavor of the department over the past decade, and this has led to an increased breadth, if you wish, of interest. The areas of strengths of the department have gone from, as I said, cancer epidemiology, chronic disease epidemiology, pharmacoepidemiology, the broad area of clinical epidemiology, Bayesian statistics, longitudinal data analysis, to now include as well social determinants of health, population and public health, and environmental health, which are burgeoning areas in the department. So we are fortunate to have in the department over 34, as a matter of fact, tenure-track faculty members who have a primary appointment in the department. We are also fortunate to have an additional 100 or so associate members, clinical faculty members who are associated with the department, either clinicians, public health physicians, or other specialists, internal medicine, pediatrics, and many others who have training in epidemiology or PhD in epidemiology or biostatistics, who have also an interest in clinical applications, who are in other departments. And this produces an extremely strong, diverse, and potent potential for collaborations and for capacity and teaching enhancement. The department has a master's and PhD programs in epidemiology and biostatistics, has a master's in occupational health, it has a new master's of public health. We are in the process of thinking through the renewal of our old PhD in occupational health into a PhD in occupational and environmental health for the near future. So there are many developments that are coming our way in the department for the next several years. Over the past year, the department has undertaken a reflection on its future, particularly about the appropriateness, feasibility, and opportunity of investing more in the area of public and population health. Particularly, the dean mandated us about 10 months ago to look at the opportunity of creating an institute or a school of public health at McGill. We have had a task force which has met several times over the past year on this topic. The task force included not only members of our department, but members of many other departments, both within the Faculty of Medicine and outside of the Faculty of Medicine. And the draft report will be circulated widely for comments and opinion, and we hope to have something on your desk, Dr. Eidelman, by this early summer so that we can engage more directly in discussion about the future of the department and of public health at McGill. So again, welcome to everyone. We're very happy to see good attendance at today's conference. We have a great program. We want to thank all of our guests, speakers who've come from afar or who've come from Montreal to participate in our conference. We really appreciate your time and your thoughts. I would like